Hey everybody, welcome to this week's Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast Idea Lab episode with me, Gary Fox. This week, we're going to chat about a new experiment I'm just about to start, and it's an 18-year experiment. So stay tuned for that one. I want to just say a quick thank you to my partner, Square. Thanks to my partner, Square. Everything your business needs, like payments, point of sale, e-commerce, inventory management, chatting endlessly about the weather. Well, you're on your own there. Square. Everything your business needs. Almost. Visit square.com. Now, on with today's show. So it's Idea Lab time. That means every week I share a new idea or a new experiment or something about the business, the brain, or the body that can hopefully help you and share experiments that I'm running. So got some good news yesterday. We are number 3 on the entrepreneur charts in Apple, and we are number 5 on the business charts, which is pretty huge considering we're only behind the likes of Steve Bartlett on The Diary of a CEO and Spencer Matthews, ex Made in Chelsea star, now general business guru and social media star. So to be behind two people like that who have millions at their disposal and a staff of many tens of people, it's pretty cool. It shows you what you're up against, but it's also pretty cool to be able to make a dent when you have a very, very small team. So it's just me and then three people help me, 2 on editing and 1 videographer, Ben. So to be able to do it with a team this small is pretty impressive. So I'm delighted with that, and hopefully we can push on and get the number 1 spot off Steve Bartlett. If you're not subscribed to our newsletter, we send out a new newsletter every single Thursday. It goes out to over 850 CEOs, entrepreneurs, business owners, high performers, people that are just into the pod. So if you're not on it, go subscribe. It's MrGaryFox.com. Just hit subscribe and every Thursday you'll get an email directly from me. So we're looking for 2 new partners. So we have a location partner, which is Iconic Offices, which we are delighted with. So I work out of there in Dublin, and we also record the pod there. It's incredible. They have locations all over Dublin and all over Ireland now, in Cork as well. And we work out there. And now I try to answer the questions that I get asked a lot, right? So I get asked about offices a lot, and I get asked about finance a lot. So that's why we've got Square. And now I also get asked about legals. I also get asked, you know, can you recommend a good lawyer? Can you recommend a good solicitor for my startup? So we're looking for a legal partner. So if that is you or that is someone that you know, we are looking for someone that we can partner with, that we can recommend, and they will become a kind of sponsor and partner on the show, preferably for a long term. So we're looking for someone that'll take it for the rest of the year. So if that's you, get in touch. And we're also getting an accounting partner. So we're looking for someone who has an accountancy practice, preferably one that can handle startups, it has to handle startups, who can also scale up. So if you can handle startups from 1 to say 10, 20, 30 people, if that's you, get in touch and we'll talk about bringing you on as a partner. You get a chance to be in front of all the key decision makers in Ireland. You get a chance to get exposed to hundreds of thousands of business owners every single year. So it's a pretty good opportunity. This week, we're talking about our experiment. So I'm going to start a investment fund for my daughter. She is 11 weeks old. So I've been thinking about this a lot in terms of decisions I want to make now that will hopefully benefit her massively in the future. It's also set me down this kind of rabbit hole of thinking about myself and the changes I want to make, you know, to be like sustainable in the long term in terms of my health and things like that. I was already massively focused on that anyway, but I find since she's been here, I'm just thinking about that a lot more. I suppose that's just a natural part of life. You start thinking about the circle of life and what you want to do and what you want to impact. So for me, I'm thinking about finance. Thinking about how can I invest money now so that it'll benefit her massively in the long term. So obviously, everyone gets the child benefit allowance every single month. So that is €140, which isn't bad, to be fair. I had no idea of this as their first baby, so I had no idea it was that amount. So it's €140 per month, and it seems to be for 18 years. I looked it up on Citizens Advice, and it seems to be up to 18 years if they're still in full-time employment, which maybe she will be. I'd imagine she will. And then, so it's 12 payments, 140 per month. So that's €1,680 a year. So you times that by 18, obviously 18 years. And that's 30 grand, €30,240. And what I'm going to do is I want to match it. So I'm going to invest the same amount every month into a fund for her, so that when it compounds at the end of 18 years, she'll then have a massive lump sum. Well, not massive, but considerable, you know, 60 grand or so, to then either go to college, start a business, who knows? Who knows what the world will be like in 18 years, but it'll give her a decent head start, I think. So I'm looking for ideas. So I kind of had a quick look myself, but I'm looking for people that listen to this pod are much smarter than I am. So I'm looking for the hive mentality to come on and give me some great advice. So I looked into it, and there's different options, right? So everyone does the whole credit union thing. You start a credit union account for them, you lash the money in every month, and then it just sits there until bingo bongo, you want to take it out and you splurge it on something. So don't really want to do that because it's just going to depreciate, really. So cash, obviously, over time depreciates in value. It'll be handy in terms of, you know, if you did need it, it'd be there. But I don't really want to think of it as being there. I want to think of it as, you know, being an investment for her over 18 years. So that's kind of out. I've kind of ruled that one out. Then there's also, you can link investment funds, obviously. So you can just take the money and invest it on her behalf. That seems, so obviously, the stock market will return, give or take, somewhere between 9.2 and 13.6% over the long term, which is pretty good. But then obviously you're going to be exposed to taxes on the profits. So if anyone can actually advise me on that, that would be good in terms of, now please don't bombard me with a load of like, let's jump in a 30-minute consultation call to get you involved in blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm not looking for like a new financial advisor. I'm just looking for a hot community involvement. So what would you do? How would you invest this money? So it'll return that much percentage, but then obviously you've got tax and you've got exposure. So if I start in her name, how does she do that? And then one interesting thing I found, which is you can invest in prize bonds are still a thing. I did not know this. I thought prize bonds were gone, but prize bonds are still a thing. So what prize bonds are, if you're not familiar, is that you buy, they're kind of like tickets, but they're a bond. So they've no expiry date, which I didn't know. So I definitely have prize bonds since I was a nipper. I do not know where they are or what's happening with them. And they don't expire. And then you can just cash them in. So I could buy, prize bonds are sold in units valued at €6.25 each. You can buy them monthly by direct debit and post offices, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What I like about this option is, A, there's a chance to win. I'm a gambler. I like to win stuff. So you can invest as little as €25 for four prize bonds up to a maximum of 250 grand, Jesus, which is 40,000 prize bonds per individual, or 500,000, 80,000 prize bonds jointly. So you're in a chance to win 250 grand four times a year and up to 50,000 in other weekly draws or thousands of weekly cash prizes. So that'd be kind of cool. So here's what I'm leaning towards, right? We're going to do a little bit of this, and then the state also have this thing called a National Solidarity Bond. Sounds very serious. Sounds very like a Bond villain, something they would have. So it's a National Solidarity Bond, and that promises you a 10% return, and it's tax-free. And this is why I like the idea of the prize bonds. So doing a split. So taking the money and maybe using, so if I'm going to match the child benefit allowance, that's 140, and then matching that. So maybe get prize bonds for 140 and then get the National Solidarity Bond, which is over 10 years. You can take it out, obviously. So it's a lump sum over 10 years. So that's the only issue, is that it's a lump sum. So you'd have to save up probably for 8 years and then save for 8 years and then put that lump sum in. So that's the only downside on this, is that you need to be a lump sum. Now you can invest it over time, but it seems to be you have to put in a lump sum, so you can't just put this in every week, I think. If anyone, please feel free to correct me on this. What I like about this is that there's no fees, charges, or commissions as well, and it's tax-free, right? That's the important thing here. I don't want to like land her with a massive tax liability when she gets 18. She's like, oh, cheers, Dad. Thanks for like the 60 grand, which I now owe 30 grand on. That's kind of pointless. So I want to create something that's a little bit efficient and a little bit different. So if any suggestions, let me know. I'd like to do a split, right? I want to do kind of like the entrepreneur in me wants to do a couple of different things with it. So I want to do either a 50-50 split or like a 33-33-33. The fund thing does interest me in terms of that would compound quite quickly, and there's a chance it goes up considerably. I think I would just take de-risk it a little bit by just going with a fund, not buying individual stocks, because you're taking the risk that some of them take an absolute bloodbath. And then you're also exposed to that. Let's say she was coming to be 18 6 months ago. She would have got absolutely slaughtered in terms of like the share prices were like 50%, 80% down in some cases. So timing is obviously important. So you want to have an element of compounding, but also de-risk it to a point. So let me know what you think. Let me know what you would do, or if you've done this already. I'm sure people have done this already. I'm sure you have. Parents have been doing this for years. So let me know what you would do, and we'll start this experiment. This is going to give us content for 18 years. What an absolute gift. Love it. So I will be back here on Thursday with a brand new episode of the pod. If you haven't listened to last Thursday's episode, go back and listen. It's with Owen Hinchey, the founder of Tynes. He's just a special entrepreneur. He's one of the 5%. So I talk about this. Entrepreneurs are the born or made. It's both. Owen is in the second category. He's definitely born. He is born to be an entrepreneur. He's born to be a business maker, a builder, a creator of things. He is in the 5%. I would reckon it's 95% made, 5% born. And he is in the 5%. He's a special human and he's a special entrepreneur. Go back and listen to that. If you're not familiar with Tynes, they've raised over 100 million euro in the last couple of years, and they're going to be an absolutely global smash based right here in Dublin. And we talk about that. We talk about how a new wave of companies are starting, and they're starting in Dublin, in Ireland, and they're staying in Ireland, and they're scaling in Ireland. So that's huge. There's a really interesting point there, and there's something happening. There's something special happening in the startup scene in Ireland right now. Go listen to that. Owen Hinchey from Tynes. I'll see you back here on Thursday. If you're not subscribed to the newsletter, go subscribe, MrGaryFox.com, and wherever you're listening, whether it's Apple, Spotify, or YouTube, click that subscribe button. It does help us go up the charts. So when you see we're at number 3 and number 5, a lot of that is down to new people subscribing. So hit subscribe. I'll see you back here on Thursday.